To the editor. Recently police came to our seniors building to do a presentation on how seniors can be safe. There were two women from TBDSSAB present. When the seniors told their stories about having drug addicts lining up at every entrance to follow them in and a few living and defecating in every stairway, we were told by housing it is the cost to put cameras in the hall and fobs on the exterior stairwell, and if a crime is committed phone police or maintenance. Police said they do their best but with less than 15 police on any given day it's a challenge. The police come here all the time and people at housing do great work as well. We all sort of discussed MPP and City Hall, and they said not their problem. The provincial and federal government needs billions for golf courses and weapons for other countries. Why do buildings have fire protocols but not standardized security? I have a card for the library, the bus, to drive, even to drink, but in the age of artificial intelligence, no building card. Every store, device and app has our data. We should have a card identifying us as tenants to gain access. The counter-argument was that the criminals would just go to other buildings. My conclusion was great. Then we know it works and put security tech in the other buildings as well. We don't need a $30,000 a year guard, we need $5 to $10,000 worth of tech that would work for 10 to 20 years. Why are office buildings and workplaces secure but we're put in harm's way needlessly? Why are seniors trying to fight off drug dealers from Toronto on a weekly basis just to get into their homes? Eric Weiss.